This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And welcome back. We're live here at the fire station in Beacon Falls. We are at 35 North Main. We got a nice little set of people inside the bay. We're in the central bay of the fire station where I'm sitting. It's cold. Jerry Smith joining us, first selectman here. It's been a while.
Yeah,
I've seen you in a little bit.
Been a while. Really good to see you and catch up.
I really enjoyed our conversations. Maybe I'll ask you a little bit about the race in a second, but I'm here to showcase your town, and I have a lot of stuff to ask. I mean, in general, how are things going here?
Things are going great. As you met a lot of people here, a lot of people, the volunteers from the fire department, from the different departments and all. It's a small town with a home, with a kind of a family atmosphere, as you've picked up on that.
Yeah.
Everybody supports everybody, from the students to the sports to the athletes to the, you know, just everything that goes on. It's a really great little town.
So I'm curious, like all the budget stuff going on, the concerns about less money coming from the federal government, whether there'll be a trickle down to cities and towns, whether the state should use their excess funds to fill in any gaps. I mean, budget-wise, I mean, again, it's a small town, so you have different types of overhead, but are there concerns about money any more than usual?
You know, we've experienced some of the cuts from the education cuts. You know, we're part of a region, so we don't have control over our education budget. So
right.
We did get some education cuts, and we did get a few cuts. But overall, it's just a little hard because we, you know, as budgets, you know, everything's up. You know, healthcare is up 10%.
Right.
So some of our fixed costs, we have no control over it. Plus, we still want to move the town forward. We have a lot of infrastructure we have to repair and things, you know, there's just routine business that needs to go on, and we're looking at some significant increases, so we're challenging and trying to figure it out. But as far as things going, I don't see a big, I don't see anything too rough going on.
No? And how you regionalize the high school, are there other services? Like, I talk to a lot of people who think that because of situations like small towns that you should, like a county system might work better, or like teaming up, like Hartford studying whether to team up with East Hartford on some services to be able to save money. You don't have, the pressure isn't that much, or do you think the area could benefit from some of that? Or
Regionalization is a huge thing that they're talking about, from the Chicago Valley Council of Governments, from just many different services, whether it's, you know, trash and recycling, whether
right.
it's, you know, human resource, all different things can be regionalized.
Are you in favor of it?
Yeah, I think, because there's a few things. We work together with Seymour and some of our local towns where we can actually bundle services and economy of scale. It always saves you money. So regionalization always works. And just a matter of, some people do want to, you know, as long as you don't get territorial and you want to just make sure that you can save money and bring a service, it always works.
Diane and Bill, do you come in just to say hi? Oh, thanks.
There.
And Bill, you got to get a muffin. How you doing? How are you? Nice to meet you. Stick around for a few minutes, and I'll get a chance to talk to you. And again, if you want to come by and say hello, we had Armand come down here right when we were on the air, before he went on his to drive his truck. What about just beyond just the small townish element? Do you love about Beacon Falls?
That's funny. My wife and I came here. Work took us up here in 1986, and it was a very different town in 86.
What was different?
It's rural now, but when we got here, it was
a capital R.
It was capital R. Yeah, there were no lights on Main Street, and it was pretty remote. So we were going back. My wife's from the city, and I'm from Westchester, and I work for Dime Savings Bank in New York, and we were headed back to Westchester. But, we moved in here with a one-month-old. And then next thing you know, we had another one, and we were here, and this just became home. The community embraced us, and we embraced the community. We got involved, and once I got involved in, I was asked by the then first selectman, Len D'Amico, to get involved in politics at some point, and I got on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the rest is history. Now I'm sitting here talking to you running the town.
I know. And obviously you had a run for U.S. Senate as well. I mean, they just because they needed more civic engagement, or they saw something in you, or they maybe saw a way to keep you here. Like, I mean, how did your sort of side life of service come about?
I think it was a little of both. There was a development coming in next to my house that I didn't agree with. So, I mean, I was 26 years old. Stood up, I spoke my mind, and he walked up to me and he said, "Gee, a guy like you, we could use you involved here in town." And I was like, "Well, what does that look like?" And he told me, and I was a little hesitant to do it. I mean, I didn't even know what a first selectman was. My first public meeting. I was a kid that came here. I was a banker, but I mean, I still wasn't really civically involved. And I got involved, and like I said, it's a way to give back. It's a way to serve the community. You really get to know everybody. So I'd encourage everybody to get involved some way, somewhere, somehow. Whether it's the fire department or a board or commission, get involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a great story because we talked earlier. We talk all these darting across Connecticut about service and volunteerism and the fact that you got involved when you were in your 20s, and we need more young people to get involved. So that a similar story or an arc like yours would be great if we could repeat that. And how long have you been first elected?
This is my fourth term, third consecutive, and I served in 11 to 13. And then this is my third now. So four to eight years.
There's no terming out? Do you term out,
or no?
You want to keep going?
Yeah, you can keep going. I'll keep going.
Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, we have a lot. We've got a lot of momentum, a lot of traction. I think I work well with all the different people in town, and I think that we got a lot of good things going, a lot of positive energy, and we're getting things done.
Yeah, when I talk with Jack and Emily in about 10 minutes, maybe you stick around because I want to talk a little about development and how do you balance growth with the retention of charm and so on. We're talking with Jerry Smith, the first selectman here. In the last minute, I do want to ask you, I mean, have you had a chance to reflect on race and what happened and our current state of affairs? I mean, I know it was a really difficult, frustrating situation for you to get the nomination and then get primaried like that. And we don't have to rehash it necessarily, but have you had a chance to look back and reflect on it?
Yeah, it was an experience that I don't regret. I learned a lot, and I'm glad of what I did. I think that everybody could learn one thing from what I did is get involved. If you see something, you just got to step up and you got to give it a shot. And if you want change, sometimes you got to be the change and you got to try.
Yeah, it's and it takes courage, because it's out of your comfort zone. I mean, I don't use that word lightly, but I think to step up into that kind of microscope into that kind of situation is really tough. We love being here. It's been a great morning so far, and you have a great town, and I've always appreciated, it's not a bad drive actually to Farmington.
No. That's why when I would be on your show, I'd run up and see you. I'd just as soon see you face to face. I enjoyed my time with you. You were the first interview that I did, and it was you made it, as you said, it was a big thing to do. So the first one that I did as a Senate candidate to have an interview, you actually made it comfortable. So thank you for doing
it. We come back in?
Of course. I'll come see you.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Thank you. And Joey calls you. He says, you're sitting down with Gerard Smith. I was like, Jerry? You can call him Jerry. He's so proper. He won't, do nicknames or whatever. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.